In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and we're looking at 2 Corinthians 8, verse 8. "I say this not as a command," St. Paul says, "but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ." You know. This is so important. Do you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends? Do you know that grace that flows from Calvary? Do you know that grace that flows from the right hand of the Father? Do you know it? Do you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? That though he was rich, yet for your sake, for our sake, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. Do you know that? Like, do you know that in your being, that Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming humbler still, being obedient unto death, even death on a cross? Do you know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? "And in this matter I give my advice," St. Paul says. "It is best for you now to complete what a year ago you began, not only to do, but to desire." Now let me just tell you this. Christianity in many, many circles has a shelf life of a year and a half. After a year and a half, people get tired. After a year and a half, after the bloom stage, not that we don't continue to praise God, not that we don't continue to bang on pots and pans and tambourines, but people start to experience the cross, okay? The cross of persecution, the cross of life, you know? And people just jump out of the race. They just get out. And St. Paul tells us, you know, "It's my advice that you complete what a year ago you began, not only to do, but to desire." Your desire to follow Jesus is so important, because desire will bring forth fruit. You need to pray for the desire to complete the race. Anyone can start the race. Anyone can start the race. And you know, I know when people start the race, it's like God is in their back pocket. They pray for this and it comes. They pray for that and it comes. This is real. I know that. I know, and I know God still answers prayer 50 years later. But I'm telling you, something happens with the new believer. God becomes so close. The presence becomes so wonderful. The prayers are so answered. But you know what? You know what? Then the Lord says, "How much do you love me? Will you love me and persevere even if right now I'm going to hold back for your good? For your good. Will you trust me anyway? For your good. Because I know what your good is." Yes. What does he say? "I give you my advice. It is best now for you to complete what you began a year ago. But not only in doing, but in desiring. Has your desire weakened? Do you desire the things he desires?" You see, I'm just going to tell you. If you're desiring to have your name put up in lights, you're going the wrong way and you're serving the wrong God. That's the God of this world. Now, I'm not telling you the Lord doesn't put some people's names in lights so that they would be beacon for people, beacon lights. But I am telling you that is never what we need to desire. We need to desire him. We need to desire Jesus. We need to desire his ways. We need to desire his heart. We need to desire his spirit. We need to desire the best. Even when our prayers seem not to be answered. Seem. Okay? It's very important, because I'm going to tell you, The Christian life is not a 100-yard dash. It's a triathlon, boys and girls. It's a triathlon. It is not a 100-yard dash. And if we are to complete what we began a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, it means we need patience, and we need to desire Him, and we need to seek Him, and we need to look to Him who is the author and finisher of our faith. Now, I know many people get discouraged, and they jump out of the bus. They said, no, I had enough of this. And then they say, this is what they say, I went through my Jesus time. Oh, really? So when you dump Jesus, what time do you have now? Hell time? You know? Are you into your hell time? Oh, yeah. I remember this woman. She was into Jesus. Yeah, she was into Jesus. And then, you know what happened? She went to a spiritualist. Because, you know, her prayers weren't getting answered right away. So she went to see Madame Fufu, who hooked her up to the devil. Oh, yeah. Madame Fufu. You know? She's on television at night, late at night. She says, come to me. I have very good news for you. Dial me on the telephone and I will tell you your future. And this is the number 1-800-GO-TO-HELL. That's right. 1-800-GO-TO-HELL. So this woman, a Christian woman. But you see, things were not going her way. So she started to get impatient. And so she went to see Madame Fufu, and her whole life got messed up. Oh, Lord, you see, listen to St. Paul. In this matter, I give my advice. It is best for you now to complete what a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, or 15 years ago, you began not only to do, but to desire, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. You have enough to complete the race. He has given you of His Spirit, and the Spirit is given to us without any measure. I need the Holy Spirit to complete the race. I need the Spirit of the risen Lord to complete the race. I cannot complete the race without the Holy Ghost. That's like saying, you know, I'm going to, I have Father Joshi's car that I drove today, okay? Now, Joshi's car needs gasoline. So, before I leave this place, I'm going to put gasoline in it. You understand me? You want to know why? If I don't put gasoline in it, I'll never make it home. If you're going to complete the race, you need the Holy Ghost. You need more of the Spirit of God. You need the unction that Jesus promised that He would give us. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? How much more? Much more. Much more. We need the Holy Spirit to complete the race. Because the race is arduous. This is not an easy race. You know, when people tell you, oh, come on up and accept Jesus, and everything's going to be all right. I'm going to tell you, in the end, everything's going to be more than all right. But I'm going to tell you, those who want to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. That's what it says in Ecclesiasticus 2. Right. Prepare yourself for an ordeal. I'm going to tell you, heaven and earth will be for you, or heaven will be for you. But I'm going to tell you, your life might start shaking. And you know, you might say, I had it better before I gave my life to Jesus. There's nothing but Jesus. There's nothing. Listen, you had your Jesus time, and so now you're going into the hell time. Okay, have a good day. Have a good day. If that's what you want, you can do that. You have the right. You are free to do that. You can go into hell if you want. There is no one but Jesus. That's what did Sadie teach me? No one but Jesus can help you, but no one but Jesus knows how. Little Sadie, as she used to sit in the window, and she used to beckon me to come into her house, and there she was, a widow, and so beautiful, and I would go sit with her, a little Protestant lady, and she would point to her pictures, and she would point to Jesus looking up, and she would say, I lift up mine eyes unto the hills, From whence shall come my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Oh, beautiful little Sadie. Beautiful little Sadie. How she loved Jesus. How she loved Jesus. Oh, I've learned from these little people. I've learned from these little people. I've learned from these little people. That what we began many years ago or a year ago, we must continue not only to do but to desire. To desire Jesus. To desire Jesus. To desire Jesus. Has your desire for Jesus been waning? Oh, tell him. Tell him. You are my desire. You are my destiny. You are my life. You are my hope. You are my fulfillment. I desire only you. You know, on Holy Saturday, this is what was said, and this is really true. You are my inheritance, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord. You are my inheritance. You are my inheritance. My only inheritance. You are my inheritance, O Lord. To desire Jesus. To desire Him. And to continue the race. Do not jump out of the race, no matter what happens. And you know, there have been so many people that have been tormented with suicidal thoughts. Christian. Christian. You need to speak to somebody. You need to talk to somebody. You cannot swallow these thoughts, these feelings that overwhelm you like a wave. You need to speak to somebody. Don't hold it to yourself. God has plans for you. You are so weak that God wants to use you in power. In power. Maybe not today, but I tell you, you've got to get it out. Don't hold it to yourself. Don't swallow your pain, please. Please. Maybe you were abused as a child, and you're the only one that knows it. You've got to get that out. You've got to find someone who's going to listen to you. You've got to find someone who's going to pray with you, not exploit you. You've been exploited enough. You know, I have this image, and I really know it's of God. People that have been abused, be it sexually or verbally or any other way, we have on our backs a sign that says, abuse me. That's real. You know, I've let people abuse me. But you know what? That sign's off now. No more. No more. That sign's off. No more abuse. I do not help anyone when they abuse me. You understand what I'm saying? But there's a sign on people's backs that have been abused. Abuse me. It's a spiritual sign. Oh, you cannot read it, but other people read it. Other people read it. I know somebody. I know somebody, my Lord, she has been so abused. She can go into a party of 140 people, and the person who lives under a rock will find this person to want to abuse her. It happens all the time. No more. It's been broken in this person's life, thank God. Thank God it's been broken in this person's life. Desire Jesus. And if you're going through a rough time, you need to find someone to speak to. Someone that's not going to judge you. Someone that's going to listen. Someone that's going to pray. Someone that's going to be there for you. You need to find that person. Someone that doesn't have the answers, but will be there with with their eyes. I remember Father Toomey on the day of my ordination when I was going through such difficulty. And I was pouring it out to him. And the only thing I can tell you is Father Toomey said nothing, but his eyes said everything. His eyes said everything. His eyes. He listened. He cared. I remember Sister Seraphim. One time I went to the Poor Clare Monastery and I poured my heart out to her. And she said not a word, but her eyes and the presence of God said everything. I remember going to River Road in North Andover. And one day I was so distraught, 15 years ago, and I went to a contemplative nun's house. It was Poor Clare again, and this beautiful sister was there, and I poured my heart out to her, and she came from behind the bars, and she sat with me, and she said, Father, it's going to be all right. I'm going to pray for you. She knew what she was talking about. Do you understand what I'm saying? You've got to find someone that you can speak to, but you don't swallow your pain. Your pain can be used by the living God as He heals it. But don't drop out of the race. Desire Jesus, so that your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. Don't want more than what you have, other than more of God. Don't want more of what you have. You've got enough, other than more of the unction of the Spirit. Don't want more of what you have, other than the presence of God. You've got enough. Honest. Now, I know sometimes it doesn't seem that way. Sometimes it seems that the lack is so great. I understand that. I don't want more of anything, but I do want more of Jesus. I want more of His presence. I want more of His Holy Spirit. I want more of His touch. I want more of His leading. I want more of His ways. I want more. I want more. But I don't want more of anything else. I don't need anything else. God provides everything for me. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I truly believe that, and I know it to be true. So, let's read that again now. That your readiness in desiring it may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. Don't envy people, please. You know, when people come to me and say, I am so envious of so-and-so, I say, you know what, honey, you have no idea what so-and-so is carrying. You only see the outward appearance. They might be carrying a heavier cross than you. You don't want to envy anybody. You've been given enough. Desire Jesus. If the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a man has, not according to what he has not. You see, you've got enough to complete the race. Now, I know sometimes it seems that's not true. I understand that. But you do have enough. In faith, I have to say you have enough. And even when the billows go over you, and even when the waves go over you, and even when the pain comes upon you, you've got enough. You've got enough. Because you know why? You're connected to the source. You're connected to the source. Right now, I see that we have something being charged, okay? Something is being charged. And you know, what does that mean? That means that the iPhone is being charged and it's going to be able to have more time on it because it means we're connected to the ultimate lover. His name is Jesus. We're connected to the cross, to the resurrection. to the glory of God. You know, we're connected. We're connected. You're connected. You're part of the vine. You're the branch. You're connected. You know, people say to me, Father Tom, I need help. Do you know anybody in politics? Could you help me? And I say, you know what? I don't have any influential people other than Jesus. And I can tell you, he's the most influential. Let's go to Jesus, because I don't know people with great influence, but I know Jesus, and he's going to help you. See, I'm connected. I remember the man who came to me. He was being harassed as a policeman, and they were saying he sexually harassed this person. And he came to me, I'm going to lose my job, I'm going to lose my job, I'm going to lose my job. I took him by the hand, and I prayed with him, and I got a vision. You know what I got? I saw the court case, and I saw Jesus take the case and put it in his hands and made a ball out of the case and threw it in the wastebasket. I said, this isn't going any place. Jesus just threw your case in the wastebasket. You're going to be set free from this. How do you know? I said, I just saw it, and I believe it. Are you sure? I said, I'm just telling you what I saw. Now it's up to you to either have peace or be tortured. So the next week he came back to me. Are you sure you saw what you saw? I saw what I saw. Be at peace. The next week was the court case. And it was thrown in the basket. He came back. He said, Jesus was right. I said, Jesus is always right, not Father Tom. And then I never saw him again. Isn't it awful that people get what they want and then they leave? Isn't it awful? Rather than to give God the glory. Rather than to tell people, I want to tell you, this is what Jesus did for me. I want to tell you, I was in a mess. Thought I was going to lose my job, but Jesus, he came through. The whole case was squashed. He threw it in the bucket. But you see, do you think Jesus knew that he wasn't going to come back? Of course he knew it. But still, he wanted to console that man. That's the way he is. You've got enough to complete the race. You've got enough. You've got enough. Desire Jesus. Desire more of him. And thank God for what you have, not for what you don't have. Thank God you've got enough. I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of equality, your abundance at the present time should supply their want, so that their abundance may supply your want. Then there would be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack. And that's exactly how the church should be living. That's exactly how Christians should be living. That when we have much, we share our much with those who do not have much. And then when we have a lack, people share with us what we don't have. This is the way we should be living. And not depending upon Uncle Sam, honest to Pete, because Uncle Sam is a thief. He steals our tax money. Uncle Sam does, I'll tell you. And you know what? When it comes to welfare, Uncle Sam gives 22% to the poor and 78% to the bureaucracy. That's Uncle Sam, you know what I'm saying? I want to give my own money away. When I want to give money away, I give it away to people that need it. I don't wait for Uncle Sam to do it, because God has given me much. And you know, when I need it, God supplies it for me. So what does it say? He who gathered much had nothing over, and he who gathered little had no lack. If we lived like that, there'd be nobody hungry, nobody out in the street. We'd have people that were, if not rich, they'd be rich in God, and they'd have enough. If that's the way the Christian community lives, not depending upon the government, depending upon God and our resources that he gave us. Listen, desire Jesus today, and you've got enough. You've got enough. And if you're going through a wicked, hard time, share it with somebody, please. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And maybe you received our letter for Good Friday or Easter, one letter. And if you have, please respond, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And if you didn't receive it, well, respond anyway. And Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And yes, April showers do bring May flowers. And if you've got rain falling on your head, raindrops, Jimmy the Roofer knows how to fix it. And he's very inexpensive, and he's the best. His telephone number is 617-519-0341. Get a pen, 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. He knows how to do roofs and chimneys and gutters, and 617-519-0341. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.